54. Venice.
Have you decided where you're going to go on your honeymoon? Steve wants to go to the Maldives, but I fancy Venice.
Ah, Venice. Everyone knows Venice with its gondolas bobbing on the Grand Canal, a picturesquely decaying city sinking slowly into the waters of the lagoon.
But that's not all. It's a surprising place. One surprise is that you will spend most of your time walking. The pavements play as major a role in the city as the canals.
Yes, and there are no cars. Drivers have to leave their vehicles at the city gate, and that makes exploring the city very enjoyable.
I think it's better to go off the beaten track, too. Find some little alleys, churches, and markets that most tourists don't know about.
Good idea. Most tourists will probably head for the Basilica di San Marco, the most exotic of European cathedrals, and the Gothic marvel, the Doge's Palace.
Isn't San Marco the patron saint?
Yes, that's why St. Mark's Church is named after him.
It used to be a fishing town, you know. 2,000 years ago, hunters and fishermen lived on the mudflats. Also, many refugees escaped there to avoid Attila the Hun and later from other wars.
Really? By the 1800s, Venice, though a popular tourist destination, was poor and decaying. Saved by mass tourism, the Lido became a fashionable resort.
Before that, it was a well-known trading city and was at war with Spain, the Pope, and practically every European power.
I think it's got to be a unique place. It has 116 islands, 150 canals, and 409 bridges. This city is an intricate maze.
And some of the most unexpected architectural delights can be found as you wander around. Heavenly!
Even though there are many tourists, you must do some of the touristy things. You can't go there and miss all of that history. Don't forget to take a trip down the Grand Canal. A ride on a gondola will give you a fascinating view of Venice.